Just one last individual I wanted to run past you, and no one can doubt his application and his professionalism, but do you expect Essendon to come back for Josh Dunkley at season's end?
Absolutely, and potentially other clubs too. I think from Essendon's point of view, they were able to, in the end, get Josh to want to come and play for their football club, and obviously didn't come to fruition. And we expect them to come again. Whether or not they do is obviously their prerogative. Josh is contracted till the end of 2022, and you know, we were really adamant that we didn't want to lose him for so many reasons. And again, whilst it's only a small sample size for the start of this year, I think it shows how valuable he is to us as a footy club, both on field and as a person. So, you know, we won't be letting him walk out the door again at the end of this year. We don't think that he is in that frame of mind in any event. And, you know, you spoke about at the start, he and Adam have become particularly close, but, you know, he's got many, many close mates at the footy club, including the captain himself. So, yeah, hopefully last year was a bit of a blip, and Josh enjoys a long, productive and successful career at the Bulldogs from here.
And, I mean, just quickly on the flip side to that, I mean, you guys, we touched on your list management philosophy earlier, not overpaying essentially. We spoke about the 5.5%, and you also used the AFL's banking system as well, didn't you? So are you in a position to be active again this exchange period yourselves?
Yeah, we are, and I think clubs generally try and ensure that they are year on year, and even, I suppose, if your salary cap is pretty tight, clubs are always looking with an eye to the future in terms of how they might juggle that, and it might mean that they move players out and do what they need to do. So I think it's just the default approach for most clubs. We still do have a bit of room to manoeuvre. I think for all the reasons that you mentioned, it's been really strong salary cap management. We've also had a pretty young list, really, for the last 3 or 4 years. So that's allowed us to future-proof to an extent in terms of how that salary cap has been managed. So, yeah, things are in a good position to be able to do that. But as you also pointed out, we've got a lot of our own players that we need to recontract and keep, and certainly that's going to be the priority over the next few months.